Hey everybody, this is Louie from Technically Journalism, a little blog I run that looks at technology and how journalists can and probably should benefit from it. So I did a story, or writing, it's not really a story, I did a blog posting on the start off a series of my look at maybe what some of the phones that journalists should be thinking about. The first one looks at the cameras of the phones, and the whole series will focus on the Evo by HTC available through Sprint, the iPhone 4, obviously available with AT&T, which is my personal phone, and Motorola Droid X, which is available exclusively through Verizon. Both the Evo and the X were provided to me by Verizon and, by Sprint and Verizon, respectively, to review for work, where I work at the AZ Central, the Arizona Republic, and Phoenix. My HTC Evo review has been posted, and my Droid X review will be posted for work later this week, I believe. So anyways, I'm starting something on my blog to look at how journalists can use these phones, and it's a series I'm beginning to start on. At the end of it, will culminate with the phone I think provides journalists the most use, gives us the most opportunity to cover stories on the fly, and this includes everything from getting to the scene, at the scene when you're there covering stuff, and then getting back to the office and hopefully getting a leg up on your story on the way in while you're there. So the basic first one was looking at the camera. So if you get a moment, just Google Technically Journalism. Be sure to find my site. The direct address is louisvillalobos.com. Obviously, non-journalists can benefit from it if you're trying to figure out what phone to buy. I'm looking only at the photo cameras. I'm doing something on video later this week. It's a pretty cool deal, I think, for techies. It's a really good thing for journalists to think about these kinds of things. Or if you're just a regular person out there trying to get good photos, maybe that'll help you figure it out. I was actually surprised by the results, but they were the results nonetheless. So there you go. Hope you guys are doing well. I'm going to do something tomorrow on Audioboo looking at what's going on for the site, some of the stuff I got plans coming up for just content. I got a lot of ideas I'm kicking around. So hope you guys are doing well. Take care.